Open your Bibles with me. So it's Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 to 16. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
I never knew what that was about, and I still don't know what that whistling stuff is about. Last talk, eh? So, you all say. And it'll be a short talk. When I first became a follower of Jesus around the age of 16, almost 17 years of age, just on a beach all by myself, had this great experience of God, just this sense of his peace and his love and his purpose and his grace coming upon my life. And God actually at that point just gave me a tangible love for him and a tangible love to see people come to know and follow Jesus. And so loving God and loving people and seeking to bring God and people together, I feel has been the calling upon my life. Now, sometimes I've done that really well and I've been really strong at that. Sometimes I've wandered away from that. But God in his graciousness and his kindness has actually always brought me back to this simple but beautiful vision of loving God and loving people and seeking to bring God and people together. And it's that ministry that actually I want to leave and encourage you with this afternoon. So why don't we pray and then we'll look at this passage together. Let's pray. Loving God and Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this community of faith. And as we spend this last time for me around the scriptures, I just pray what I've always prayed for, that your spirit will actually just breathe on these words again, bringing them alive, pointing us to Jesus, so that we can further understand him and follow him in our lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So in Matthew's gospel, we actually know that Jesus has actually called disciples to be with him. So not just the 12, we know that there's a wider group made up of women and even children who are followers of Jesus. And in Luke chapter 5, we have the Beatitudes, which describes what a follower of Jesus will become. Jesus says a Christian will have a hunger for righteousness, to live rightly with God and rightly with others. People who will bless those who will persecute them. People with a pure heart, who are merciful, who are peacemakers, who have a deep concern for the poor. So Jesus says, if you are going to follow me, this is the type of person I will create you to be. But then we actually turn and we read the Sermon on the Mount. And in today's passage, the Sermon on the Mount actually describes the type of impact that we followers of Jesus expects us to have in this world. And there are three metaphors that I just want to focus on: salt, city, and light. So firstly, he says we are salt. He says you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Now, tomorrow I'm going to be unemployed. So tomorrow, I'm going to do what I like to do, and I'm going to eat one of these big bad boys all by myself. I'm going to cook it slowly and eat it a long time. We think of actually salt in terms of actually we put salt on something like this, to actually give it flavour, don't we? That's actually what we do. I remember my grandpa, who actually, he was a farmer, he would actually take the lid off the salt container because he just couldn't get enough salt on, and he would pour it all over because he loved the flavour of salt. But in Jesus' day, salt wasn't so much used for its taste, it was actually used for a preservative. So you didn't actually put salt on meat, you put actually meat into salt. So in Jesus' day, he would get a bag of salt like this and actually pour it all over the meat, which I'm not too sure I'm going to eat that any longer. Because it was actually a preservative. It would actually slow down the decay. So what is Jesus' image in this passage, in this teaching, where he actually calls us to be the salt of the earth? He says actually we live in a broken and fallen world where people's lives are messy, where people are fearful, where they're insecure, where they're going through difficult times. And he says the role of a follower of Jesus is actually not to retreat from that world, but actually to go into that world. So when we see somebody doing it tough, when we see somebody hurting or afraid or fearful or scared or alone, a follower of Jesus actually doesn't run from that person. A follower of Jesus runs towards that person. When we see a local school that has actually got some challenges and some problems, a community of faith actually doesn't leave that school. A community of faith gets more involved in that school. When we see a workplace that has workplace problems with culture, a follower of Jesus actually doesn't retreat from that workplace. We actually go in. As an encouragement, some of the beautiful things I see happening in the life of our community when Todd started up Horizons for people actually doing it difficult in our community. Our community coach mentoring, again, walking alongside of people. The last little while, Jen and I have been up here on Friday nights and actually seeing our youth love and serve the youth, not just of this church, but of our wider community. This church actually has a wonderful history of seeing needs in our community and actually going towards these people. Can you remember that show, The Brady Bunch, that TV show? Some of you are too young, but I grew up in The Brady Bunch, and this was actually a perfect family. There was a problem every week, but actually Mum and Dad were the epitome of wisdom, and they'd always actually sort out the problem. There was Marsha, who had beautiful hair. Now, I don't have beautiful hair. Where is Ruth? Ruth, come up here, please. Come on, Ruth. Big clap for Ruth. So Ruth actually wandered away before we had an opportunity to say thank her for the 70 years of ministry that you have with us. But Ruth, Marsha in this, she would just kind of flick her hair because she had perfect hair. Could you actually do that for us, please, Ruth? Come on, give us a flick. Yeah, there you go. Thanks. So the Brady Bunch, thanks Ruth, the Brady Bunch seemed to be this perfect family, but under the seams of that, in the real lives of those people, there was drug addiction, there was brokenness, there was relational breakdown. And here in the northern suburbs, it can seem like it's Pleasantville, isn't it? You know, people have great careers, they've got great families, great schools, great cars, great holidays. If you look at people's actually Facebook page, it can seem that we all are living this perfect life. But there's this 21st century philosopher who actually came up with this definition of life. The next slide. That's the 21st century philosopher. My experience is that everybody has a problem, or they're living with a problem, or that they are a problem. I just look at this room and I just see a whole heap of problems. But a community of faith who acts as salt, we actually don't walk away from one another. We walk towards one another and we walk towards those people in our community. The second image that Jesus actually gives us is light. Now, Will, can you help me with this? I've got a whole heap of glow sticks. Can you throw these around at different places? And Cole, can you do the same as well? Just throw the packets around, they can hand them around. Thanks, Cole, good catching. Thanks, lads. Wasn't quite what I'd imagined. Hadn't done the risk assessment there, but anyway. But this metaphor of light, which the glow sticks actually give us, is that light brings truth. It reveals things. It makes things known. Light brings life, and light actually brings beauty. And as actually we think about this metaphor, that is actually what Jesus wants us to be. He wants us to be light in this community. He wants us to be people who are actually confident in the scriptures and confident in being able to talk about Jesus with our neighbour. He wants us to actually live this kind of life of beauty and joy and life that is actually attractive. I think about the practicing the way and some of the disciplines that we've been looking at. Think about Sabbath. You know, I think we'd all agree that people in the northern suburbs of Sydney, they're tired and they're fatigued and they're worn out. What would it mean for them to engage a community of Sabbath? People who actually knew how to rest and how to celebrate and how to live joyfully and how to connect their lives with God. People of silence and solitude where there's a deep relationship with our God. Peace makers. People who have emotionally healthy discipleship. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. When Jesus actually says we are to be the light of the world, he says this is the kind of influence I want you to be in your community. Our friends, we're going to keep going with practicing the way. And I'd encourage you, the next time we do a workshop on Sabbath, why not invite your neighbour along and experience that? The next time we run Peacewise, why not invite your work colleague along and explore what Jesus has to say about that? The next time we run a workshop on simplicity, invite your uni mate along as they're thinking about their future, how to live that way. So we're meant to be a salt. We go into tough and difficult places. We're meant to be light. We live this beautiful, truthful, joyful life as followers of Jesus. And finally, we're actually meant to be this city on the hill. Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden." This is kind of a funny metaphor because in Jesus' day, most cities were actually built in a valley, near a river and near forests and trees because it was just too hard to build a city on a hill. But if you did build a city on a hill, if somehow you worked out how to get water up onto that city and you took all the building materials up onto that city and you built a city there, when you actually lit a lantern, the light of that city and the community light of that city could actually be seen for miles and miles around. And friends, this has been my prayer for you as a church, that you won't just be individual lights, but you'll actually be a city, a community of people who express the life of Jesus to our surrounding communities. Now, for all those people with glow sticks, I want you to, on the count of three, to throw them up in the air and catch it at the same time because you're not allowed to hit anybody, right? So, one, two, three, throw it. That is kind of what we're meant to be. Not throwing glow sticks at your pastor who's leaving, but anyway. So friends, my encouragement to you as a community of faith, I've loved being a part of this community, to serving and loving and crying, for trying and failing and succeeding and doing all those things as we follow Jesus. It is a great joy for me to actually leave while we're actually doing Practicing the Way, being lifelong apprentices of Jesus, people who seek to be with Jesus, become like Jesus, and to do the works of Jesus. And friends, if you just do this day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, you will be salt, you will be light, and God will continue to make you into that city on a hill. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father and gracious God, as I pray for this community for the last time, I just pray and I thank you for them. I thank you for your Spirit, which is alive and active in their lives individually, but actually also as a community. And I pray that you'll continue to knit us together to be that city on the hill, to be that salt and that light, to be that good news that you desire us to be here in the northern suburbs of Sydney. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.